عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم، صدق الله العلي العظيم. When it comes to business dealings and transactions and trade and commerce, tijara, there are rules and regulations, there are manners and ethics that has to be observed by the community of the believers, by the observance of faith. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمَّالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Do not consume each other's wealth and money falsely. إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ, except, but as a trade, except as a trade with a mutual agreement among you, mutual consent, a trade by a mutual consent. إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ تِجَارَةً عَنْ تَرَاضٍ مِنْكُمْ. This is an important rule when it comes to the rules of the market, to the rules of business. We have a whole chapter in the Quran, chapter 83, المطففين, that threatens and criticizes those who are defrauders. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Wow into the defrauders. الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ. When they measure for the people, when they take measure for the people, they demand in full. وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. But when they measure and weigh for the people, they stint, they don't give them in full. When they demand, they ask in full, but when they give, they don't give in full. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Don't they think that one day they're going to be resurrected and they stand before the judge on the day of judgment? So there are several verses in the Quran and a whole chapter that speaks about the fraud and speaks about how should one conduct his or her business and the trade. First of all, the trade at tijara It's recommended in Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "At-tijaratu tazidu al-aql." It would increase the intellect of the person. "Inna Allaha yuhibbu al-muhtarif al-amin." God loves a person who is professional and trustworthy. Sometimes we have someone who is trustworthy, but he's unprofessional. Like most of the Muslims, alhamdulillah. And sometimes we have someone who's not believer in God, but he's a professional. And sometimes we have both, inshallah, a professional and trustworthy. And sometimes we have neither one. Neither he's a professional nor trustworthy. So with honesty and a trustworthiness should come professionalism. Al-muhtarif. He knows what he's doing. In his field, he's a specialist. He knows. And the tijara, my friends, working in business, has many manners. One of them, the first manner, the most important one, at-tafaqquhu fi umur at-tijara. To know the rules and regulations. At-tafaqquhu fi al-deen. فقد روي عن أمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه قال يا معشر التجار يا معشر التجار الفقه ثم المتجر. Three times he repeated this sentence. الفقه ثم المتجر. Understand what you are doing. You have to know what is lawful, what is unlawful, and then get engaged in business. الفقه. Many of these dealings, it could be illegal. Many of them are do not contain justice in them, violates the rules of Allah, the rules of the society. Stay away from them. God wants us to work hard and to earn money, not from any source, only from the lawful source. وعن الإمام الصادق عليه الصلاة والسلام من أراد التجارة فليتفقه في دينه ليعلم بذلك ما يحل له مما يحرم عليه ومن لم يتفقه في دينه ثم التجر تورط بالشبهات. If you want to begin a business, you must know the ruling, the religious ruling. Where does religion stand here? Vis-a-vis this business, is this engagement, is this transaction, is this dealing and a trade, is it accepted or not accepted? If you don't study it and you get engaged, then you're going to be involved, you involve yourself in vices, in sins. تورط بالشبهات. So number one is to know the rules, what God wants me to do. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. Number two, to be an honest person when you deal in business. If you want real profit, a profit that earns you not just cash money, but something more important than the cash money, barakah, blessings, and tawfiq, and guidance from God, then you have to be an honest person. فقد روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أنه قال التاجر الصدوق. A merchant who is truthful. He doesn't cheat. He's not a defrauder. التاجر الصدوق مع النبيين. الصدوق الأمين. An honest, truthful. مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء. He's going to be in the company there. In the next life, he's going to be gathered in the company of the prophets, of the martyrs. وعنه عليه الصلاة والسلام ثلاثة يدخلهم الله الجنة بغير حساب. Three categories are going to make their way into paradise without being held accountable, without judgment. إمام عادل, a leader who's just in his community. وتاجر صدوق, a merchant, businessman, whether big business or a small business. But he's honest. He's honest. He's honest with God. He's honest with the customers. He's honest with the people in the community. Nothing is more beautiful than having someone who has a business, but at the same time, he's honest. He doesn't cheat. وَتَاجِرٌ صَدُوقٌ. And the third one, the third example, who's going to make his way into paradise without being held accountable, وَشَيْخٌ أَفْنَى عُمْرَهُ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. A person, since he was young until he became old, he spent his life in God's obedience. أفنى عمره في طاعة الله تعالى. And the third adab and manners and ethics of doing business, we mentioned two so far. The third one is ترك الرذائل, avoiding, staying away from sins, from immoral things. Radhila, any immoral act is called radhila. The opposite of fadila. Fadila is virtue. And the opposite of fadila is radhila, immoral act, an ethical act. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam in the market of Kufa, he addressed people in the market, Ya ma'shar al-tujjar, businessmen and women, avoid these things. When you deal in business, when you establish a business, this should be your policy. These following things. Avoid, number one, tanahaw an al-yamin. Avoid taking an oath. What is the difference between going to the mall here, the market, and going to a market in an Islamic country like Egypt, Iraq, Syria, you know, Morocco? The difference here, you go, you pick up the item from the shelf, and there is a label there. It tells you the price. You don't go to the teller and she tells you, Wallahi al-Azim, we purchased this for $20, we are selling it for $22. We are making, Wallahi al-Azim, we make, imagine Costco, you go, and she tells you, Wallahi, we purchased this $20, we are selling it only with $1 profit. You don't hear this, neither in Walmart or Target or neither in Starbucks, but in our Muslim countries. He wants to convince you that he's truthful, he's honest, he's not making that much profit. They use the qasam, always the qasam. Wallahi al-Aliyy al-Azim, wallahi. No, take it free if you don't want to pay. Wallah, take it free. How many times? Wallah, wallah, wallah. How many times? These qasam, false oath, brings destruction, brings war. You would not be surprised why these markets are being demolished in wars. Some of them are very historic markets. They've been there for 400, 500 years. But they've been demolished completely. They burn out. Because of an unethical conduct. Avoid the hilf. You don't have to prove you are right. Always you bring the name of God. Rather than taking hilf and qasam, سبح الله تعالى. Say subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah. Mention God in an honorable way. Why do you cheapen God every time you want to prove yourself you are right? Qasam, qasam. Qasam is used in Islam only in the court. You don't have to use it in your daily conversation. Wallah, 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 wallah. You don't have to do that. Only in the court. In the court, when there are two people fighting each other over something, the judge is going to ask one of them, Al-bayyinatu ala al-mudda'i, bring your evidence. If you have an evidence, bayyina. If you don't have, wal-yaminu ala man ankar, the one who rejects, then he has to do the qasam. Only in the court, not in our daily life. وَلَا تَجْعَلُ اللَّهَ عُرْضَةً لِأَيْمَانِكُمْ. Do not use God in your cheap talk with people. Don't use the qasam. Stay away from this, especially when you do business. Number two, جانب الكذب. Stay away from lying. One of the people that, the Prophet says, one of the people that God is not going to even look at them on the day of judgment. looking at them, meaning bestowing his mercy upon them. One of them, والمذكي سلعته بالكذب, someone who wants to market his product, and then he uses lies because he wants to market his product, his business. He tells lies. This person, God is not going to even look at him, not even going to consider him on the day of judgment. وَالْمُزَكِّي سِلْعَتَهُ بِالْكَذِبِ. The third, وَأَنصِفُ الْمَظْلُومِينَ. Sometimes you are a businessman, of course you are thinking of profit, making money. But sometimes a person among 100 customers who come, maybe one or two of them, they cannot afford to pay. So say to you sell to 100 customers, you make a profit. If a lady comes, a man comes, someone who does not, cannot pay, say this is a free, take it. This is going to earn you barakah, the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How oftentimes we see people, they make money, but they don't enjoy the money. Why? Because there is no barakah in that money. No barakah. And we see on the other hand, people make little profit, but there is so much a blessing in that little amount of money. This is because God's interference, divine interference in our business, in our life. So insaful madlumin, when someone is oppressed, someone is underprivileged, he can't afford. One day Amir al-Mu'mineen saw a lady underprivileged. She had children, standing in the market, looking at the butcher's shop, looking at the meat, but she can't afford. Amir al-Mu'mineen turned to this man. He said to him, you make financial profit, yes, through selling this, but now with this lady, I want you to give her free to make moral profit, ma'nawi. Not always the profit should be financial. Sometimes it has to be spiritual and moral. Give her free. She has children. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. Just like what the Quran said. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ. When they ask for their right, they ask in full. But when time for them to give people's right, they stint. They don't give in full. Don't do this. Be fair. Be fair, my friend. Many of these calamities that we see in our communities, in Muslim countries, many of them, the reason for them is that they defraud in business. They are not honest in business. They are not honest. When they sell, whether they sell something big or something small. In Muslim countries, you have to be extra careful, extra careful. In Islamic economies, Islamic markets, when you go to Muslim countries, you have to be extra careful. They don't cheat on you. They don't mislead you. This is not Islamic country. Islamic country is when you can buy with peace of mind. And whenever you are not satisfied, look at the West. The West, I said to my wife, that sometimes here we have Islamic principles being incorporated here in the West, in some companies. You buy the product, you don't like it. In Islam, this is Islamic ruling. You have 3 days to return it. Return it without any discussion. This is Islamic. خيار البيع. We study this in fiqh. But the Muslims, they don't incorporate this. Once they sell it to you, you can't return. They write there. They write, there is a banner. When you buy, no return. Here they tell you if you are not satisfied, return it to you. This is why sometimes you see barakah in a market which non-Islamic, but you don't see barakah and a blessing in a market which is called Islamic. Because Islam, it's not a banner. Islam is actions, acts, and behavior, and manners. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal-Asri inna al-insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat. وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه. والصلاة والسلام على نبينا وسيدنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وخدامه وأعوانه والمستشهدين بين يديه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرخت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Development and growth and success in this life does not take place unless through going through hardships and difficulties and challenges and pressures. Look at your journey in this life, your physical journey in this life. The process of giving birth, it's not easy. It's very difficult and dangerous in many cases. Sometimes the baby dies, sometimes the mother dies. Very difficult. And the Quran refers to this fact. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ. His mother carries him with difficulty over difficulty, hardship over hardship. During pregnancy, there is difficulty, and during delivery also, there is difficulty and there is hardship. So since we step into this life, we are surrounded by hardships and challenges and pressures. But we have to continue this journey. We cannot develop, we cannot learn if we give up or give in to these challenges. We have to face them. And God has provided us with physical power, physical energy, with mental energy, with spiritual strength. This is one of them, Salatul Jum'ah. Salatul Jum'ah, the purpose of the Salat, to energizes you. This is why it's important. إِذَا نُودِيَ لَلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ. Leave your office, leave your business, because this will provide you with inspiration, with energy, with power, with strength. By merely seeing your brothers and sisters in faith, you will be energized and refreshed. When you come to his spiritual journey in this life, also there are challenges. There is no easy solution or easy option. وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ. God says, you always seek to go through the easy route, but this is not how I designed this life. I want you to go through the difficult terrain, in this life. So you can learn, you can develop. You can develop self-respect, self-worth, self-esteem, self-confidence. You learn that through these challenges and difficulties. The hadith says, وَالْجَنَّةُ مَحْفُوفَةٌ بِالْمَكَارِهِ وَالصَّبْرِ. You can't make it to paradise unless you go through makarih, hardships, calamities, and patience. وَالْجَنَّةُ مَحْفُوفَةٌ بِالْمَكَارِهِ وَالصَّبْرِ فَمَنْ صَبَرَ عَلَيْهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. If you can go pass it through these difficulties, this dangerous terrain, at the end of it is paradise. It's not given free for people who are lazy, who don't have self-worth, who don't have self-respect or self-confidence. You have to go through many hardships. Then you can be successful. One of the things that makes you, surprisingly makes you successful, is when you have, sometimes when you have an enemy. When you don't have an enemy, you don't have a challenge. When you don't have a challenge, you take life for granted. But once you have an enemy, that enemy can awaken you. That enemy can make you open your eyes. Be mindful, be more careful, and start depending on yourself rather than depending on others. And we have many stories of societies, nations, countries, communities, families. When they did not have enemy, they were too lazy. But when they had some challenge, some enemies, they were under sanctions, economic sanctions, social sanctions, political sanctions, they became powerful. They started to invent. They started to have a trust in God and a trust in themselves. And they started to invent things. In the past, they used to import the smallest item. Now they can manufacture the biggest and the most sophisticated item. Why? Because they were under sanctions. This happened, we see it on a daily basis. They built themselves, they discovered their potential. In the past, they did not have an opportunity to discover. They keep importing everything. But when they were under sanctions, these commodities no longer arrive into their country, they had to find ways of inventing them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through some of his enemies, he became much more stronger, and his society became much more integrated. The Iranians, they have a proverb: "Adu shavat sabab khair agar khoda khahad." Sometimes the enemy, your enemy, becomes a source of strength and goodness if God wants. Your enemy, because of your enemy, you became stronger. You became more independent. You became more powerful. The Prophet, his enemies, they drove him out of Mecca. He lived in Mecca 53 years. But the last 10 years of his life, he lived in Medina. They drove him out by himself. Only 8 years later, he came with 10,000 fighters. 10,000. Only 8 years later. He developed himself and his community in Medina. He came back. He ran from Mecca as a fugitive. 8 years later, he came back to Mecca as a conqueror, Fatih. إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأْخَرَ. Sometimes the enemy is the cause for your development, for your success, sometimes for your hidayah. An Egyptian judge, he told me his personal story. He said, I was working in Saudi Arabia in the Ministry of Education, Ma'arif, they call it at that time, Ma'arif. He said, a shipment of books came from Iran to Saudi Arabia.
And it was seized at the customs because they found out that these books are Shia books, Ahlul Bayt. So they said, Mamnu', they don't come into the country. So I was working in that department. They transferred the shipment to my department, so I checked them, and then we either burned them or dumped them in the sea or whatever. We recycled them. They didn't have recycle at that time. So he said, I started reading these books, opening the boxes and picking the book, reading it. I said, let me take them. Yes, just before we burn them, we get rid of them. Let me, you know, take one or two home and see what those people say. When I read the book, first one, it made sense to me. This is a sensible book, rational one. So I went, I picked the second one. After the second one, the third one. Then he decided to take a break from his office for 2 weeks just to stay at home to read these books. When he read the books, he didn't tell his boss. He said to them, I will take them and get rid of them. But he kept them in his house because he was benefiting and learning from these books. The enemy wanted to burn the book through him, but Allah opened his heart and his mind and his aql, his reason. Ar-Rahmanu 'allama al-Qur'ana khalaqa al-insana 'allamahu al-bayan. God has given us a brain, a reason, an intellect. Today he is one of the great leaders of Ahlul Bayt school in Egypt because of this incident. Sometimes the enemy becomes the cause of your strength, your guidance, your hidayah, your success. So if God sometimes tests you with some enemies, don't worry. It could be good for you, good for your future, good for your deen, good for your life, good for your family. Don't worry. Sometimes God sends some enemies over us to test us, to resurrect us, so we can open our hearts and our minds. My friends, there are many, of course, examples, but we stop here. And as you heard last night and last week about this campaign of giving roses, some of our sisters in the community, they started this campaign many years ago, and now they are doing it again. They attach some of these writings to these roses, and they give them in these public places, especially in Irvine Spectrum and other places. Some of them have verses of the Holy Quran and the Hadith of our Imams. So if you would like to help them physically go and distribute, or financially, so they can distribute some of these, probably this could be a reason for hidayah, for guidance. When people take this, probably some of them, they would throw it away. But some of them might take it home. How oftentimes hidayah came from a small gesture, a small sentence. People read them and it clicks there in their mind, in their heart. It could be the sebab, the cause, the reason for the hidayah. So I think this is a worthy campaign. Of course, the roses are going to be fresh, not like this one. This one spent the night here in the masjid, so they are going to be much more fresh, inshallah. And so please help them with this endeavor. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. Allahumma khfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi'a lahum baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat. إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير وعجل اللهم في فرج سيدنا وإمامنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.